Hi there, it's Matt here, and welcome back to the podcast. Let's begin with four curious questions. First, does better sleep mean better sex for you and your partner? Second, should you have a sleep divorce to prevent a real one? Third, can sleep even secure the emotional health of your relationship? And fourth, if sleep can improve sex, then can sex improve your sleep? Because the next two episodes are all about sleep and sex and sleep. Let's start with the question of sleeping together versus sleeping apart, which is to say, let's speak about a sleep divorce. A few years ago, the Sleep Council in my home country of England surveyed over 1,200 couples. And what they found was that one in four people within a couple would get up during the night and go to either a spare room or to the sofa in order to get a good night of sleep. And then the National Sleep Foundation here in America conducted a survey. And what they found was that almost 25% of couples would admit to sleeping in separate bedrooms. The problem here is that we think these numbers are conservative, since 45% of couples will say that they are too ashamed to admit that they sleep apart. And a more recent survey that was conducted anonymously found that in fact 30 to 40% of couples will actually sleep in different beds. Part of the shame or the public worry of admitting to other people that you've gone through a sleep divorce is the incorrect assumption that if you're not sleeping together, then you're not sleeping together. And as we'll learn, the exact opposite can be true. But even at this early stage of the episode, I want to be clear, having a sleep divorce isn't for everyone. That's not what I'm suggesting here. It is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. There are many couples who adore sleeping in the same bed. A sponsor of today's podcast is Element, and that's spelled L-M-N-T. Element is a sugar-free electrolyte drink mix. And for me, it was the sugar-free part that made me start using it really quite a while back now when I think about it. And here again, I buy my own supply just to stay objective with anything that I describe in the podcast. Beyond having all of the electrolytes that you need and in the right balance, which is critical, the other reason I've been a big fan of Element is that it's a scientific product. If you look at the people who created the company, you will find some pretty heavy-hitting physiology and biochemistry and pharmacology knowledge that's all baked into the product. It's not easy to make something that's free of nonsense ingredients these days and is optimized in terms of a formulation and that comes without any sugar. It's non-trivial, but they do it and they do it very well indeed. So if you're a bit of an exercise fanatic like me and you've been looking for a scientific and a clean electrolyte, then head on over to lmnt.com/Matt Walker and you will get a discount off your purchase. So that's lmnt.com/Matt Walker. For those couples who can sleep well together, there is comfort, and for some of those people, there's even safety in the fact of co-sleeping. Plus, there's of course also the wonderful act of saying goodnight to each other before sleep, and then after sleep, saying good morning to each other. But at the end of this episode, I'll offer some ideas as to how you can still get many of the benefits of sleeping together while still sleeping apart. The term a sleep divorce, of course, is very descriptive, but as the field's expert and a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Wendy Troxell, has said, it's probably better to call it a new sleep alliance in your relationship rather than a sleep divorce because of the negative connotation. But whatever we call it, I think it's clear that more people are deciding, or at least more people are admitting, to sleeping separately, and perhaps for good reason. Because what we've discovered is that, on average, we typically don't sleep as well when we are sleeping together versus when we are sleeping alone. First, what we found is that when one person in a couple moves in his or her sleep, there is a 50% chance that their partner will get woken up or will suffer worse sleep as a consequence. Second, if you measure the sleep of couples using sleep tracking devices, or even when we bring them into the laboratory, across numerous metrics, sleep is objectively worse when couples are sharing a bed relative to when they are sleeping separately. But there's an interesting twist in the tale of this nocturnal story, however. Despite their sleep being objectively worse, couples will often say that they still feel more satisfied with their slumber when they are sleeping in the same bed. Whether this is just a societal pressure forcing them to answer this way, or whether it is indeed true, that's something that we are still exploring. But no matter what the answer, I think it still begs the question of, what are we to do here? What would be the advice? Well, first I should certainly mention that in terms of relationships in general, both in terms of professional training and personal experience, I am definitely not someone who should be giving relationship advice. But in the context of this, which is sleep and a sleep divorce, let me offer four actionable suggestions. First, be honest with yourself about what you know you need in terms of your sleep. Second, when you have come to a realization of this, then have a conversation with your partner, and a conversation where you are honest with them about this fact. And of course, be gentle when you are doing this and offering that information, especially if it's not something that you've discussed previously. Meaning, have a conversation together, and during that conversation, without either of you hopefully being defensive or even accusatory, speak about what you think can work best for you as a couple. Third, don't speak in absolutes. Instead, suggest that you can just test out this new sleep arrangement for some temporary period of time. Let's say perhaps a couple of weeks. And if it works well, then that's great. And if it doesn't, no problem. You can go back to co-sleeping. Fourth, try and still see if you can get much of what you would do by sleeping together while you are still sleeping apart. And here, what I'm talking about are the bookends of sleep. That moment of being able to say goodnight to each other before you go to sleep, and then that wonderful moment of waking up and being able to say good morning to each other. And here is what I would recommend. Whoever gets into bed first, when they are ready to go to sleep, just text the other person and ask them to say, look, I'm ready for sleep, come on in and say goodnight. And that's the chance for you to have a cuddle and a kiss. And I should note, I know I just said send a text, which makes the assumption that you're bringing technology into the bedroom. We will have many an episode on technology, sleep technology, including the invasion of technology into the bedroom. But again, I'm not going to be finger pointing here. That genie of technology in the bedroom is out the bottle and it's not going back in anytime soon. So I understand most people do go to bed with their phone, and here you can use it to initiate that goodnight ceremony. The podcast today is supported by Masterclass. Masterclass is the online streaming platform where anyone can learn from the world's best. And you can learn on topics such as cooking and business and art, entertainment, writing, sports. What else is there? I think there's science, there's health, of course, and there's technology. So when you sign up, you get access to all of the masterclasses. And When I talk about masters, we're talking about people such as Martin Scorsese, Venus Williams, Gordon Ramsay, Steph Curry, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Timbaland, Ron Howard. There's also Bill Clinton. And these are naming just a few of the ones that are my favorites, at least. You may even find a masterclass from a familiar sleep scientist on there. So if you're curious, and I mean that innately, that you have a thirst for learning like me, then head on over to masterclass.com/Matt Walker. And that's masterclass, all one word, masterclass.com/Matt Walker. And you will get a discount when you sign up as well. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. When you wake up in the morning, you can reverse engineer that trick. So in fact, whoever wakes up second in the morning, then that's the chance for them to text their partner and say, "Hi, I'm awake, come and see me." And then you can have your morning welcome and your morning embrace. And this way you get much of what you would do when sleeping together, yet you still get the benefit of good sleep when you are sleeping apart. And I know that may sound like a lot of work, but to me, I think it's a small price to pay for the huge upside, which is that you both start getting great sleep at night. And as you're both getting better sleep, your relationship will improve. Because what we've discovered, and what we will speak about in the next episode, is first, well-slept couples will have a more functional and happy relationship, and they will have less conflict between the two of them. Second, they will have higher levels of sex hormones. And related, number three, they will have a stronger desire to be intimate with one another. And then fourth and final, when they are intimate, their sexual sensitivity, in the quite literal sense, is heightened, and thus the intimacy that they have is going to be more pleasurable. Oh, and we'll also learn it's not just about sleep impacting your sex life, but we'll also learn in the next episode that sex and orgasm will improve your sleep. But for now, I will simply say thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks to all of those who have left a kindly review. I really appreciate it. Keep visiting me on Instagram. I'm there at Dr. Matt Walker. And tell me what I'm not doing very well, what I can be doing better, and also keep telling me about which episodes you want me to cover, what topics within sleep you want me to cover. There's been some great suggestions so far, and they are on the list. I will be getting to them very soon. But for now, rest up, get some sleep, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now.